News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for an update on what's happening at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Jordan Meserol on the line, and we continue to talk about just how busy local lodging is, and even as recent as this weekend, that momentum continues.
Yeah, of course, obviously the good news for the Texas A&M women's basketball team, they're moving forward. If you haven't caught up on your sports yet, then spoil alert, because the Aggies are moving on to the Sweet 16. But, of course, we hosted the first and second round here in town, and if you're not a sports fan, you may have noticed a little extra traffic because we had four additional basketball teams, because the men's team as well hosted a team for the College Invitational Basketball Tournament as well. So we had a bunch of teams here in town, even though basketball season's more or less in the wrap-up stages already. But in addition to this past weekend, having those teams in town, we've got all kinds of other events coming up as well, including this coming up here and just starting this weekend and continuing on through the next weekend. The Texas Color Guard is taking over Reed Arena, and that's going to bring in a lot of high school teams from all across the state, including all four high schools here locally, Rudder, Bryan, Consol, and CS High out there. They'll be participating in this event, so it's actually a huge event. It's their room blocks, what we call, of course, the hotel room blocks. It's all over the town. I mean, I'd say at least half the properties, hotel properties in town, are booked up with Texas Color Guard, so you may notice a giant influx of youthful-looking people in town. And the Aggie Super Circuit, it's a horse exhibition show that goes on out at the Brazos Expo. That's going to be April 3rd through 6th. It's one of the longest-running horse shows in Texas, so there's a lot that's going on. I mean, we keep looking at the calendar, and pretty much between now and more or less graduation, this town is booked.
And even after graduation, Bryan City Councilwoman Ann Horton announced last night a two-year run for the Games of Texas from the Texas Amateur Athletic Foundation, and that, she says, is going to bring in 30,000 people for a few days this summer and next.
Yeah, that was a huge announcement, a huge grab to get the Games of Texas back in here, get them locked in. And, yeah, it's the economic impact of bringing that in is just significant. These are a lot of things, unless you're directly involved in these events as a participant or a fan, whatever, you don't realize this is going on in our community right now, not only going on, but also pumping a lot of money into our economy. So that announcement that the Games of Texas will be here, that was a huge one.
And then not too long after that, then, will be the start of the home football season with the expanded Kyle Field while it's still under renovation. But CVB's part of the group that's looking at making sure that folks can get in and out of the stadium as conveniently as possible, even though convenient's probably not the right word.
Yeah, right now, obviously, there's if you've gone to an A&M football game in the past season or two, you know it's getting a little more and more difficult to get out of the stadium, or heck, even get into the stadium to get into the game on time. That's something that's really exciting, in that not only is A&M redesigning and redeveloping Kyle Field, but they're also redesigning and taking a look at how we can efficiently and effectively get visitors that are coming in, get them back out of town and get them home or get them back to their hotel, so they're not spending 1, 2, 3 hours sitting in essentially a parking lot on the roadways. We can get them going a lot faster, and then they have a better perception as well, not only of going to the game, but also of the community once they see how well-oiled and efficient we are at hosting all these people that are coming to town. And, of course, as the Aggies continue to improve in the SEC and all our sports across all events, it's something that's very much needed, and we're excited to be part of it. In fact, we're going to be meeting again with A&M here in just the coming days to continue these talks. And there's some exciting things that are coming down the road, not quite ready, I think, for public release, but I'll tell you, some of the things they're talking about are just very mind-blowing, very progressive in the transportation needs.
Visiting with Jordan Meserol, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and you guys are moving.
We are. It's not a secret anymore. It was kind of something we've hinted at for a couple months now, and more it's looking like the sale of Chimney Hill is going to be a final deal, which means we're also going to have to move as well, because that's where our current residence is, here off University Drive. And The good news is we've looked at narrowing down a location that will keep us right on University Drive. In fact, we'll just be moving a short distance up, but until we officially sign on the dotted line for a lease, we won't say where yet, but we'll say it's very close to where we are currently, and we're excited about that. So visitors that are used to coming to town will still be able to easily find us. We'll be able to help them out and, of course, help out the community as we need to as well. But, yeah, we're getting ready to start packing here even as early as this Friday, so if anybody out there wants something to do, come help us. We'll put you to work.
There's a community service project there. It's also fortuitous timing because you have three new employees.
We are fully staffed for the first time, and I don't know how long it's been. It's been a few months. We've had a few that have married and moved on to other cities or gotten new jobs in other towns, and so we've kind of been in a small transition phase with our staff. But, yes, we have three new staff members here, and we are what we consider fully staffed now, and Tammy Schrubar and Arabia Harris and Terry Tolson are all our three new additions to our team, all joining us within just the past few weeks, and they're all part of our what we call our sales and servicing side. So we have a lot of things we can do, not only for visitors, but also for tourists, for conventions, and for the community at large. So if you want to know how we can help you for free, we've got three new team members, and they're ready to help you. So just give us a call or look us up on the website.
And give us that contact information.
That is 979-260-9898 for the phone, or you can visit us on the website at visitaggieland.com.
Jordan Miserall, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.